Rainbow's a little more pop oriented, I think. I mean, I don't know. Rainbow was its own entity. You know, we had a different attitude about the band as opposed to Deep Purple, the musical side of it as well as the mental attitude of it was different. Even though Roger and Richie were both within the context of Rainbow and driving musical forces, leading forces in the band, I think that they knew that it was an offshoot of Deep Purple and it wasn't Deep Purple, and that was just a child of Deep Purple, more or less, to use an analogy. I feel the difference. You know, people ask me that question a lot, but I honestly feel the difference. There's no, to me, it's very hard to compare them because I listen to a Deep Purple record, I listen to a Rainbow record. If you actually had them side by side, mm-hmm. I think you'd see and hear a great difference. Mm-hmm. You know, it just seems synonymous right now because of the general personnel. But I think if you A-B'd each record of this Deep Purple record and the last Rainbow record, you'd see a difference. You'd hear a flavor difference. You'd singing difference, a playing difference, a writing difference. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a favorite of the press to go after that one because it's so obvious. But when it's not the same. I actually went back and did this. This is why I'm telling you to take both products and listen. Because after a while, I started to get confused and said, well, wait a minute, could I be wrong? But I'm not. It's a different entity. Deep Purple has much more of a mystery about it, you know, as the Rainbow really was more or less just straight up front, you know. It's deeper purple, and Rainbow is many more colors.